Urban Survival Medicine, Essential Health Tips by Mr. Survivalist. Copyright 2024 IQ Self LLC. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Understanding Health Crises in Post-Apocalyptic Scenarios. The Importance of Emergency Medical Preparedness. In the chaotic aftermath of a disaster or crisis, the importance of emergency medical preparedness cannot be overstated. Urbanites must be equipped with the knowledge and skills necessary to handle health crises in a variety of scenarios, from natural disasters to civil unrest and pandemics. This subchapter will delve into the critical importance of being prepared for medical emergencies in a post-apocalyptic world and provide practical tips for urbanites to navigate these challenging situations. One key aspect of emergency medical preparedness is understanding how to respond to health crises in a SHTF scenario. When resources are scarce and infrastructure is compromised, urbanites must be able to rely on their own skills and equipment to provide essential medical care. From treating injuries and illnesses to managing chronic conditions, being prepared for a worst-case scenario can mean the difference between life and death. In the event of a natural disaster, such as a hurricane, earthquake, or wildfire, urbanites must be ready to handle a wide range of medical emergencies. From administering first aid to coordinating with emergency responders, being prepared for these situations is essential for survival. By having a well-stocked emergency medical kit and knowing how to use it effectively, urbanites can ensure that they are ready to face whatever challenges come their way. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, the ability to handle health crises becomes even more crucial. With limited access to medical facilities and supplies, urbanites must be prepared to take on a greater role in managing their own health and well-being. By learning basic medical skills and having a plan in place for emergencies, urbanites can increase their chances of surviving and thriving in a world turned upside down. Ultimately, emergency medical preparedness is not just a matter of personal safety. It is a vital skill that can help urbanites protect themselves and their loved ones in times of crisis. By understanding the importance of being prepared for a variety of scenarios, urbanites can ensure that they are ready to face whatever challenges come their way. From natural disasters to pandemics and post-apocalyptic scenarios, being equipped with the knowledge and skills necessary to handle health crises is essential for survival in an uncertain world. Identifying common health crises in SHTF scenarios. In any post-apocalyptic scenario, whether it's caused by a natural disaster, civil unrest, or a pandemic outbreak, one of the most critical aspects to consider is the state of your health. Identifying common health crises in these situations can mean the difference between life and death. Urbanites must be prepared to handle a variety of medical emergencies that may arise in a SHTF, shit hits the fan, scenario. One common health crisis in SHTF scenarios is injuries from natural disasters, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, or floods. In these situations, individuals may suffer from cuts, bruises, broken bones, or even more severe injuries, requiring immediate medical attention. Urbanites must be equipped with basic first aid knowledge and supplies to treat these injuries effectively. Another common health crisis in post-apocalyptic scenarios is the spread of infectious diseases. In crowded urban areas, diseases can spread rapidly, especially in the absence of proper sanitation and medical facilities. Urbanites should be aware of the signs and symptoms of common diseases and take precautions to prevent the spread of infections. In a nuclear fallout scenario, the risk of radiation exposure is a major health concern. Urbanites must be informed about the effects of radiation on the body and take measures to protect themselves, such as staying indoors, using protective clothing, and taking potassium iodide tablets to prevent thyroid cancer. Finally, in a cyber attack or EMP scenario, access to medical facilities and supplies may be limited or non-existent. Urbanites should be prepared to handle medical emergencies on their own, using improvised tools and resources. It's crucial to have a well-stocked medical kit and the knowledge to administer basic medical treatments in these high-stress situations. By identifying common health crises in SHTF scenarios and preparing accordingly, urbanites can increase their chances of surviving and thriving in a post-apocalyptic world. Chapter 2, Emergency medical preparedness for natural disasters. Creating a disaster preparedness plan. In the face of potential disasters, it is crucial for urbanites to have a comprehensive disaster preparedness plan in place. This plan should outline steps to take in various emergency scenarios, ensuring individuals are equipped to handle health crises that may arise in post-apocalyptic situations. By creating a disaster preparedness plan, urbanites can better protect themselves and their loved ones in times of crisis. To begin creating a disaster preparedness plan, urbanites should first assess the potential risks in their area. This includes considering the likelihood of natural disasters such as hurricanes, earthquakes, or wildfires, as well as man-made threats like terrorist attacks or civil unrest. By understanding the specific risks they face, urbanites can tailor their preparedness plan to address these potential emergencies effectively. Once urbanites have identified the risks they face, they can begin to develop a comprehensive emergency medical preparedness strategy. This strategy should include steps for handling health crises in a variety of scenarios, from pandemic outbreaks to nuclear fallout situations. By outlining specific protocols for each type of emergency, urbanites can ensure they are prepared to respond quickly and effectively in any crisis. In addition to preparing for specific types of emergencies, urbanites should also consider how they will handle medical emergencies in more general terms. This includes being prepared to provide first aid in wilderness survival situations, as well as knowing how to respond to extreme weather events or cyber attacks. By developing a well-rounded emergency medical preparedness plan, urbanites can be better equipped to protect themselves and others in a variety of challenging situations. Overall, creating a disaster preparedness plan is essential for urbanites looking to protect themselves and their communities in times of crisis. By assessing potential risks, developing a comprehensive emergency medical preparedness strategy, and preparing for a variety of emergency scenarios, urbanites can ensure they are ready to handle health crises in post-apocalyptic scenarios. With a well-thought-out disaster preparedness plan in place, urbanites can face the unknown with confidence and resilience. First aid techniques for common natural disaster injuries. In the aftermath of a natural disaster, it is crucial for urbanites to be equipped with the necessary first aid techniques to address common injuries that may occur. From earthquakes to hurricanes, wildfires to floods, knowing how to provide basic medical assistance can make a significant difference in saving lives. This subchapter will outline some key first aid techniques for common natural disaster injuries and empower urbanites to handle health crises in post-apocalyptic scenarios. One of the most common injuries in natural disasters is wounds and lacerations. It is important to clean the wound with clean water and apply pressure to stop any bleeding. Cover the wound with a clean bandage or cloth to prevent infection. For deeper wounds, it may be necessary to apply a tourniquet to stop severe bleeding. Remember to seek medical help as soon as possible. Burns are another common injury in natural disasters, especially in situations involving wildfires. To treat minor burns, run cool water over the affected area for at least 10 minutes to ease the pain and reduce swelling. Do not apply ice or butter to the burn, as this can worsen the injury. Cover the burn with a sterile bandage or clean cloth. Seek medical attention for severe burns, or if the burn covers a large area of the body. Sprains and fractures can occur during earthquakes or other disasters that involve structural collapse. If someone has a suspected sprain or fracture, it is important to immobilize the affected limb and elevate it to reduce swelling. Apply ice to the injury to help with pain and swelling. Seek medical help as soon as possible to properly diagnose and treat the injury. In cases of dehydration or heat exhaustion, it is important to rehydrate the individual with water or oral rehydration solutions. Move the person to a cool, shaded area and have them lie down with their feet elevated. Loosen tight clothing and apply cool compresses to help lower body temperature. If the person loses consciousness, seek medical help immediately. Lastly, in situations involving trauma or head injuries, it is crucial to stabilize the individual's neck and head to prevent further damage. Do not move the person unless absolutely necessary and keep them still until medical help arrives. Monitor their breathing and pulse while waiting for emergency services to arrive. By being prepared with these first aid techniques, urbanites can effectively handle health crises in post-apocalyptic scenarios and provide essential medical assistance in times of need. Chapter 3: Handling Health Crises in a Post-Apocalyptic Scenario. Recognizing signs of illness and injury. Recognizing signs of illness and injury is crucial in any emergency situation, especially in a post-apocalyptic scenario where medical help may be scarce or non-existent. Urbanites must be prepared to identify and address health issues quickly and effectively to ensure their survival. In this subchapter, we will discuss the key signs to look out for and how to respond in various crisis situations. In a SHTF scenario, it is essential to be able to recognize common signs of illness and injury. Symptoms such as fever, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and severe pain could indicate a serious medical condition that requires immediate attention. Additionally, injuries such as cuts, burns, fractures, and head trauma should not be ignored, as they can quickly escalate if left untreated. Urbanites must be vigilant and proactive in seeking medical help or providing first aid to prevent further complications. Natural disasters can result in a wide range of health crises, from physical injuries to exposure-related illnesses. Urbanites should be aware of the signs of dehydration, hypothermia, heat stroke, and other weather-related conditions. It is important to prioritize staying hydrated, maintaining body temperature, and seeking shelter to prevent health issues from worsening. Recognizing early warning signs and taking appropriate actions can make a significant difference in surviving a natural disaster. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, access to medical resources may be limited, making it crucial for urbanites to be able to recognize and treat common health issues on their own. Knowing how to identify symptoms of infections, respiratory problems, and other illnesses can help individuals take quick and effective action to prevent further complications. Basic first aid skills and knowledge of natural remedies can also be invaluable in managing health crises without professional medical assistance. Emergency medical preparedness for wilderness survival situations requires urbanites to be able to recognize signs of illness and injury in remote and challenging environments. Understanding how to identify symptoms of wildlife encounters, food poisoning, and exposure-related conditions is essential for ensuring survival in the wilderness. Urbanites should also be equipped with basic medical supplies and know how to improvise treatments in the absence of modern healthcare facilities. Overall, recognizing signs of illness and injury is a critical skill for urbanites in various crisis scenarios, from natural disasters to post-apocalyptic settings. By being proactive, knowledgeable, and prepared, individuals can better protect themselves and others in times of health emergencies. Stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay ready to handle any health crisis that may come your way. In a post-apocalyptic setting, access to traditional medical supplies may be limited or entirely non-existent. In these dire circumstances, urbanites must be prepared to improvise with whatever resources are available in order to treat injuries and illnesses. Improvising medical supplies can mean the difference between life and death in a survival situation, so it is crucial to be creative and resourceful. Chapter 4: Emergency Medical Preparedness for Wilderness Survival Situations. Wilderness First Aid Basics. In the midst of a health crisis in a post-apocalyptic scenario, knowing the basics of wilderness first aid can mean the difference between life and death for urbanites. In this subchapter, we will cover essential skills and knowledge that can help you navigate medical emergencies in the wild with limited resources and access to professional healthcare. First and foremost, it is crucial to prioritize your safety and the safety of those around you before administering first aid in a wilderness setting. Assess the situation carefully and ensure that the area is safe from potential threats such as wild animals, hazardous terrain, or hostile individuals. Once you have established a safe environment, you can begin to assess the injured individual and determine the severity of their condition. One of the fundamental principles of wilderness first aid is the ABCs of emergency care: airway, breathing, and circulation. Ensure that the injured person has a clear airway, is breathing properly, and has a steady pulse. If any of these vital signs are compromised, take immediate action to address the issue. Remember to prioritize life-threatening injuries over minor wounds or discomfort. In a wilderness setting, improvisation is key when it comes to treating injuries and illnesses. Be prepared to use items from your surroundings, such as branches for splints, clothing for bandages, and clean water for wound irrigation. It is also important to practice proper hygiene to prevent infection and further complications. Clean your hands and any tools used in first aid procedures to minimize the risk of spreading bacteria. Lastly, communication and evacuation are critical components of wilderness first aid. In the event of a serious medical emergency, you may need to call for help or arrange for transportation to a medical facility. Make sure to have a reliable means of communication, such as a satellite phone or emergency whistle, and familiarize yourself with the best routes for evacuation. By staying calm, resourceful, and informed, urbanites can effectively handle health crises in the wild and increase their chances of survival in a post-apocalyptic scenario. Treating injuries and illnesses in remote locations. In remote locations, access to medical care can be limited or even non-existent, making it crucial for urbanites to be prepared to treat injuries and illnesses on their own. Whether you find yourself in a post-apocalyptic scenario, a natural disaster, or a wilderness survival situation, knowing how to handle health crises can mean the difference between life and death. This subchapter will provide essential information on treating injuries and illnesses in remote locations, equipping urbanites with the knowledge and skills needed to stay safe and healthy in challenging circumstances. One of the most important aspects of treating injuries and illnesses in remote locations is having a well-stocked first aid kit. Your kit should include basic supplies such as bandages, antiseptic wipes, pain relievers, and medical gloves. In addition, it's essential to have supplies specific to the types of injuries or illnesses you may encounter in your particular situation. For example, if you are in a wilderness survival scenario, you may need supplies for treating snake bites or hypothermia. By preparing a comprehensive first aid kit, you can be ready to handle a wide range of health emergencies. In remote locations, it's also important to have a basic understanding of common injuries and illnesses that may occur. For example, knowing how to recognize and treat symptoms of dehydration, heat exhaustion, or frostbite can be life-saving in a post-apocalyptic scenario or during extreme weather events. Additionally, learning basic first aid techniques, such as CPR and wound care, can help you respond effectively in emergencies. By educating yourself on common health issues and first aid procedures, you can be better prepared to handle health crises in remote locations. In some situations, it may be necessary to improvise medical supplies or treatments when traditional resources are not available. For example, in a refugee or displacement situation, you may need to use household items or natural remedies to treat injuries or illnesses. Learning how to improvise medical treatments can be a valuable skill in remote locations where resources are limited. By thinking creatively and adapting to your surroundings, you can increase your chances of successfully treating health emergencies. Finally, in remote locations, it's important to prioritize safety and self-care when treating injuries and illnesses. This includes taking precautions to prevent the spread of infection, practicing good hygiene, and seeking help from others when needed. By staying calm, assessing the situation, and taking appropriate action, urbanites can effectively treat injuries and illnesses in remote locations. With the knowledge and skills provided in this subchapter, urbanites can be better prepared to handle health crises in a wide range of challenging scenarios. Chapter 5: Dealing with Health Emergencies During Civil Unrest or Riots. In the midst of chaos and uncertainty, providing medical assistance in unstable environments can be a daunting task. However, by following a few key guidelines, urbanites can stay safe while rendering aid in post. Apocalyptic scenarios. One of the most important aspects of staying safe while providing medical assistance is to always prioritize your own safety first. This means assessing the situation before jumping in to help and ensuring that the area is secure before approaching any potential patients. Urbanites should also be mindful of potential hazards in unstable environments, such as debris, structural damage, or hazardous materials. It is important to wear appropriate personal protective equipment, PPE, at all times, including gloves, masks, and goggles, to protect yourself from potential dangers. Additionally, urbanites should be prepared to quickly assess and triage patients in order to prioritize care based on the severity of their injuries. Communication is key when providing medical assistance in unstable environments. Urbanites should establish clear lines of communication with other first responders and medical professionals in the area in order to coordinate efforts and ensure that patients receive the care they need in a timely manner. It is also important to have a plan in place for evacuating patients to a safer location, if necessary. In the event of civil unrest or riots, urbanites providing medical assistance should be cautious of their surroundings and avoid putting themselves in harm's way. It may be necessary to work quickly and discreetly in order to avoid drawing attention to yourself or the patients you are treating. Additionally, urbanites should be prepared to provide care in makeshift or improvised settings, as traditional medical facilities may not be accessible in unstable environments. Staying safe while providing medical assistance in unstable environments. Overall, staying safe while providing medical assistance in unstable environments requires urbanites to be vigilant, adaptable, and prepared. By following these guidelines and remaining calm under pressure, urbanites can make a significant impact in post-apocalyptic scenarios and help those in need during times of crisis. Managing stress and trauma in civil unrest. Situations. In times of civil unrest, stress and trauma can be heightened as individuals navigate through uncertain and potentially dangerous situations. It is crucial for urbanites to be equipped with the tools and knowledge to effectively manage their mental and emotional well-being during such challenging times. This subchapter will address strategies for managing stress and trauma in civil unrest situations, providing practical guidance for urbanites to stay resilient and composed in the face of adversity. One of the first steps in managing stress and trauma during civil unrest is to prioritize self-care. Urbanites should make it a priority to take care of their physical and emotional needs, ensuring they are well-rested, well-fed, and hydrated. Engaging in activities that promote relaxation and mindfulness, such as deep breathing exercises or meditation, can also help alleviate stress and anxiety. By taking care of themselves, urbanites can better cope with the challenges of civil unrest and maintain a sense of control over their well-being. In addition to self-care, urbanites should seek out social support to help them navigate through stressful situations. Connecting with friends, family, or support groups can provide a sense of community and solidarity during times of civil unrest. It is important for urbanites to share their feelings and experiences with others, as talking about their emotions can help them process and cope with trauma. Building a strong support network can also provide a sense of safety and security in turbulent times. Furthermore, urbanites should stay informed and prepared for potential emergencies during civil unrest. Having a well-stocked emergency kit with essentials, such as first aid supplies, non-perishable food, and water, can help urbanites feel more secure in their ability to handle unexpected situations. It is also important for urbanites to have a plan in place for evacuation or sheltering in place, as well as knowing the location of nearby emergency services. Being prepared can help urbanites feel more confident and in control during times of civil unrest. Lastly, urbanites should practice self-awareness and emotional regulation to effectively manage stress and trauma in civil unrest situations. Recognizing and acknowledging their emotions, as well as understanding their triggers, can help urbanites respond to stressful situations in a calm and rational manner. Techniques such as positive self-talk, reframing negative thoughts, and grounding exercises can help urbanites stay centered and focused during times of crisis. By developing emotional intelligence and resilience, urbanites can better navigate through civil unrest with a sense of empowerment and strength. Chapter 6, Emergency Medical Preparedness for Pandemic Outbreaks. Preventing the spread of infectious diseases. In times of health crises, such as a post-apocalyptic scenario, it is crucial for urbanites to understand how to prevent the spread of infectious diseases. By taking proactive measures to protect themselves and their communities, urbanites can help minimize the impact of these diseases and ensure their own survival. This subchapter will provide essential information on how to prevent the spread of infectious diseases in a variety of emergency situations. One of the most important ways to prevent the spread of infectious diseases is to practice good hygiene. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, access to clean water and sanitation facilities may be limited, making it even more crucial to maintain personal hygiene. Urbanites should wash their hands frequently, especially before eating or touching their face, and should also practice proper respiratory hygiene by covering their mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing. In addition to practicing good hygiene, urbanites should also be aware of the importance of quarantine measures. In the event of a pandemic outbreak or other health crisis, it may be necessary to isolate individuals who are infected to prevent the spread of disease. Urbanites should be prepared to follow quarantine protocols and should also avoid close contact with individuals who are showing symptoms of illness. Another key aspect of preventing the spread of infectious diseases is to maintain a clean living environment. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, urbanites may need to rely on alternative methods of waste disposal and cleaning. It is important to properly dispose of waste and to regularly clean and disinfect living spaces to prevent the buildup of harmful bacteria and viruses. Furthermore, urbanites should be prepared to adapt their lifestyles and behaviors to minimize the risk of spreading infectious diseases. This may include avoiding crowded areas, practicing social distancing, and wearing protective gear when necessary. By staying informed and following recommended guidelines, urbanites can help protect themselves and their communities from the spread of infectious diseases in emergency situations. Caring for sick individuals in a pandemic situation. In times of a pandemic situation, caring for sick individuals becomes a crucial aspect of emergency medical preparedness. Urbanites must be equipped with the knowledge and skills to handle health crises in post-apocalyptic scenarios. Whether facing a natural disaster, civil unrest, or a pandemic outbreak, it is essential to be prepared to provide medical assistance to those in need. During a pandemic situation, it is important to prioritize the safety and well-being of sick individuals. Urbanites should take precautions to prevent the spread of illness, such as wearing protective gear, practicing good hygiene, and maintaining a safe distance from those who are sick. It is also important to provide comfort and support to sick individuals, as they may be feeling scared and vulnerable during this time. Emergency medical preparedness for pandemic outbreaks involves having a plan in place to effectively care for sick individuals. Urbanites should be familiar with basic first aid techniques, as well as how to recognize the symptoms of common illnesses. Having a well-stocked medical kit with essential supplies is also essential for providing timely and effective care to those in need. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, resources may be limited, making it even more important to be prepared to care for sick individuals. Urbanites should be resourceful and creative in finding ways to provide medical assistance, such as using alternative methods of treatment or improvising medical supplies. It is also important to work together with other individuals in the community to pool resources and support each other during this challenging time. Overall, caring for sick individuals in a pandemic situation requires a combination of knowledge, skills, and preparedness. Urbanites must be proactive in their approach to emergency medical preparedness, staying informed about potential health risks, and taking steps to protect themselves and others. By being vigilant and compassionate, urbanites can help ensure the health and well-being of their community in the face of a health crisis. Chapter 7. Handling Health Crises in a Nuclear Fallout Scenario. Understanding the effects of radiation exposure. In the chaotic aftermath of a disaster or apocalyptic scenario, understanding the effects of radiation exposure is crucial for urbanites seeking to protect themselves and their loved ones. Radiation exposure can occur from a variety of sources, including nuclear fallout, dirty bombs, or even natural disasters such as earthquakes or tsunamis. It is important to be aware of the potential health risks associated with radiation exposure, as well as how to mitigate these risks and protect yourself from harm. One of the primary effects of radiation exposure is radiation sickness, which can cause symptoms such as nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and fatigue. In severe cases, radiation sickness can lead to organ failure and death. It is important to seek medical attention immediately if you believe you have been exposed to high levels of radiation, as prompt treatment can help to prevent long-term health effects. In addition to radiation sickness, exposure to high levels of radiation can also increase the risk of developing cancer and other serious health conditions. It is important to limit your exposure to radiation as much as possible by staying indoors, using protective clothing and gear, and following evacuation orders if necessary. It is also important to monitor your symptoms closely and seek medical attention if you experience any unusual or concerning health issues. In the event of a radiation emergency, urbanites should be prepared to take immediate action to protect themselves and their families. This may include sheltering in place, evacuating to a safer location, or following decontamination procedures to remove any radioactive particles from your body and clothing. It is also important to have a well-stocked emergency kit with supplies such as potassium iodide tablets, radiation detectors, and protective gear to help you stay safe in a radiation emergency. By understanding the effects of radiation exposure and taking proactive steps to protect yourself and your loved ones, urbanites can increase their chances of surviving and thriving in a post-apocalyptic scenario. It is important to stay informed, stay vigilant, and be prepared for any health crises that may arise in the aftermath of a disaster or apocalyptic event. With the right knowledge and resources, urbanites can navigate the challenges of radiation exposure and emerge stronger and more resilient in the face of adversity. Providing medical care in a radioactive environment. In the event of a nuclear fallout scenario, providing medical care in a radioactive environment presents unique challenges that urbanites must be prepared to face. Exposure to high levels of radiation can cause severe health effects, including radiation sickness, burns, and increased risk of cancer. It is essential to have a thorough understanding of how radiation affects the body and how to minimize exposure while providing medical care. When treating patients in a radioactive environment, it is crucial to prioritize safety for both the patient and the medical provider. This includes wearing appropriate protective gear, such as lead aprons and gloves, to shield against radiation exposure. Additionally, medical supplies and equipment should be carefully screened for contamination before use to prevent further spread of radioactive particles. Urbanites must also be prepared to decontaminate patients and medical equipment to reduce the risk of continued exposure to radiation. This may involve washing patients with soap and water, removing contaminated clothing, and disposing of contaminated materials properly. It is essential to have a decontamination plan in place and to follow established protocols to ensure the safety of all involved. In a radioactive environment, medical care may need to be provided in makeshift or temporary facilities due to the destruction of traditional healthcare settings. Urbanites should be prepared to adapt to these challenging conditions and make use of available resources to provide essential medical care to those in need. This may include setting up triage areas, organizing medical supplies, and coordinating care with other healthcare providers. Overall, providing medical care in a radioactive environment requires careful planning, extensive training, and a commitment to safety. Urbanites must be prepared to face the unique challenges of treating patients in a post-apocalyptic scenario and to provide compassionate and effective care in the face of adversity. By remaining informed, organized, and adaptable, urbanites can ensure the well-being of themselves and others in the event of a nuclear fallout scenario. Chapter 8. Dealing with medical emergencies in a terrorist attack. Responding to explosions and mass casualty incidents. In the face of explosions and mass casualty incidents, it is vital for urbanites to be prepared and equipped to respond effectively. These types of emergencies can occur suddenly and without warning, leaving many injured and in need of immediate medical attention. As urbanites, it is essential to have a plan in place for how to respond to such situations in order to minimize the impact on the health and well-being of those affected. One of the first steps in responding to explosions and mass casualty incidents is to prioritize safety. Urbanites should be aware of potential hazards in the area, such as fires, structural damage, or secondary explosions, and take steps to ensure their own safety before assisting others. This may involve evacuating the area or seeking shelter in a secure location until it is safe to provide assistance. Once safety has been established, urbanites can begin to assess the situation and triage the injured. Triage involves quickly evaluating the severity of injuries and prioritizing care based on the level of need. Those with life-threatening injuries should be treated first, followed by those with serious injuries, and then those with minor injuries. Urbanites should be prepared to provide basic first aid and stabilize patients until professional medical help arrives. In the event of a mass casualty incident, urbanites may need to work together with other individuals in the area to provide care to a large number of injured individuals. This may involve setting up a makeshift triage area, organizing supplies, and coordinating efforts to ensure that all patients receive the care they need. Communication is key in these situations, and urbanites should be prepared to work as a team to effectively respond to the emergency. In conclusion, being prepared to respond to explosions and mass casualty incidents is crucial for urbanites in order to protect the health and safety of themselves and others. By prioritizing safety, assessing the situation, triaging the injured, and working together with others, urbanites can effectively respond to these types of emergencies and provide life-saving care to those in need. It is important for urbanites to educate themselves on proper emergency response protocols and to practice these skills regularly in order to be ready to respond in any situation. In the event of a terrorist attack, the first responders on the scene must quickly assess and prioritize the victims based on the severity of their injuries. This process is known as triage, and it is crucial in ensuring that those who need immediate medical attention receive it as quickly as possible. Triage in a terrorist attack scenario will likely involve categorizing victims into three main groups: those who require immediate medical attention, those who can wait for treatment, and those who are beyond help. Once victims have been triaged, medical personnel must move swiftly to provide treatment to those in critical condition. This may involve performing life-saving interventions, such as controlling bleeding, opening airways, and stabilizing vital signs. In a post-apocalyptic scenario where resources are limited, medical professionals must be prepared to make difficult decisions about how to allocate their resources in order to save as many lives as possible. In addition to providing immediate medical care to victims of a terrorist attack, it is also important to consider the psychological impact of such an event. Many survivors may experience feelings of fear, anxiety, and post-traumatic stress in the aftermath of a terrorist attack. It is essential for medical professionals to be prepared to provide mental health support to those who need it, both in the immediate aftermath of the attack and in the weeks and months that follow. Triage and treatment in a terrorist attack scenario. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, access to medical supplies and facilities may be limited, making it even more important for individuals to be prepared to provide basic first aid and medical care to themselves and others. Urbanites should consider taking a first aid course, stocking up on essential medical supplies, and developing a plan for how to respond in the event of a health crisis. By being proactive and prepared, urbanites can increase their chances of surviving a terrorist attack or other health emergency. Overall, the key to effectively triaging and treating victims of a terrorist attack lies in preparedness, quick thinking, and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. By staying informed, developing a plan, and being ready to act decisively in a crisis, urbanites can increase their chances of surviving and thriving in a post-apocalyptic world. Remember, in times of crisis, knowledge and preparation can make all the difference. Chapter 9, Emergency Medical Preparedness for Extreme Weather Events. Preparing for extreme weather-related injuries. Extreme weather events can pose a significant threat to urbanites, as they can lead to a variety of injuries and health crises. It is essential for urbanites to be prepared for these situations in order to effectively respond and minimize the impact of such incidents. In this subchapter, we will discuss the necessary steps to take in preparing for extreme weather-related injuries. One of the first steps in preparing for extreme weather-related injuries is to have a well-stocked first aid kit readily available. This kit should include essential items such as bandages, antiseptic wipes, pain relievers, and any necessary medications. It is also important to regularly check and update the contents of the first aid kit to ensure that it is fully stocked and ready for use in case of an emergency. Additionally, urbanites should familiarize themselves with basic first aid techniques and procedures. This includes knowing how to properly clean and dress wounds, perform CPR, and treat common injuries such as sprains and strains. Taking a first aid training course can be invaluable in gaining the necessary skills and knowledge to respond effectively to health crises in extreme weather situations. In the event of extreme weather-related injuries, urbanites should also have a plan in place for seeking medical assistance. This may involve knowing the location of the nearest hospitals or emergency medical facilities, as well as having a designated meeting point for family members or friends in case of separation during a disaster. It is important to communicate this plan with all household members to ensure that everyone is on the same page in the event of an emergency. Lastly, urbanites should take proactive measures to mitigate the risks of extreme weather-related injuries. This includes securing outdoor furniture and objects that could become projectiles in high winds, reinforcing windows and doors to protect against high winds and debris, and having a designated shelter area in the home that is safe from potential hazards. By taking these steps and being prepared, urbanites can better protect themselves and their loved ones from the potential health risks associated with extreme weather events. Evacuation and sheltering strategies in severe weather conditions. In times of severe weather conditions, such as hurricanes, tornadoes, or blizzards, it is crucial for urbanites to have evacuation and sheltering strategies in place to ensure their safety and well-being. Urbanites must be prepared to act quickly and decisively in the face of these emergencies to protect themselves and their loved ones. One key aspect of evacuation and sheltering strategies is having a designated safe location to retreat to in the event of severe weather. This location should be a sturdy, well-built structure that is able to withstand the forces of nature and provide adequate protection from the elements. It is important to have this location identified and prepared well in advance of any potential emergency. Urbanites should also have a well-thought-out evacuation plan in place, including designated routes and meeting points for family members in case they become separated during an evacuation. It is important to practice this plan regularly so that everyone knows what to do and where to go in the event of an emergency. In addition to having a designated safe location and evacuation plan, urbanites should also have emergency supplies on hand to sustain themselves during a severe weather event. This includes food, water, medications, first aid supplies, and other essential items that may be needed in a crisis. Having these supplies readily available can make a significant difference in a post-apocalyptic scenario. Overall, being prepared with evacuation and sheltering strategies in severe weather conditions is essential for urbanites to stay safe and healthy in the face of emergencies. By having a plan in place, practicing it regularly, and having the necessary supplies on hand, urbanites can increase their chances of surviving and thriving in challenging situations. Chapter 10, Handling Health Crises in a Refugee or Displacement Situation. Addressing health needs in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions. In times of crisis, such as post-apocalyptic scenarios or natural disasters, urbanites may find themselves facing overcrowded and unsanitary conditions that can significantly impact their health. It is crucial to address these health needs promptly and effectively to prevent the spread of diseases and ensure the well-being of individuals in these challenging environments. One of the main challenges in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions is the increased risk of infectious diseases. Close proximity to others, limited access to clean water and sanitation facilities, and poor hygiene practices can all contribute to the rapid spread of illnesses, such as respiratory infections, gastrointestinal diseases, and skin infections. It is essential for urbanites to prioritize proper hygiene practices, such as frequent hand washing, to reduce the risk of contracting and spreading these diseases. In addition to infectious diseases, overcrowded and unsanitary conditions can also exacerbate existing health conditions and lead to new health issues. Lack of access to medical care, medication, and nutritious food can worsen chronic conditions such as diabetes, hypertension, and asthma. Urbanites should be proactive in managing their health conditions, seeking medical attention when needed, and taking steps to prevent further complications in these challenging circumstances. Furthermore, mental health concerns can also arise in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions. The stress and anxiety of living in a chaotic and uncertain environment can take a toll on individuals' mental well-being. It is essential for urbanites to prioritize self-care, seek support from others, and practice stress-reducing activities to maintain their mental health during these challenging times. Overall, addressing health needs in overcrowded and unsanitary conditions requires proactive measures, effective communication, and collaboration among urbanites. By prioritizing hygiene practices, managing existing health conditions, and addressing mental health concerns, individuals can better protect themselves and others in these challenging environments. It is crucial for urbanites to stay informed, stay connected with their community, and seek help when needed to ensure their health and well. Being in times of crisis. Providing mental health support for displaced individuals. In times of crisis, such as natural disasters, civil unrest, or post-apocalyptic scenarios, the mental health of displaced individuals often goes overlooked. The stress and trauma of being uprooted from one's home and community can have long-lasting effects on mental well-being. It is crucial for urbanites to prioritize mental health support for displaced individuals in these challenging situations. Providing mental health support for displaced individuals begins with creating a safe and supportive environment. This can include setting up designated spaces for individuals to seek counseling or talk to mental health professionals. Urbanites should also ensure that basic needs such as food, water, and shelter are met, as these are essential for promoting mental well. Being in times of crisis. In addition to creating a safe environment, urbanites should also provide access to mental health resources and services for displaced individuals. This can include connecting them with local mental health organizations, setting up support groups, or providing access to telehealth services for remote counseling. By offering a range of resources, urbanites can help displaced individuals cope with the challenges they are facing and prevent long-term mental health issues. It is important for urbanites to recognize the signs of mental health distress in displaced individuals. This can include symptoms such as anxiety, depression, PTSD, or suicidal ideation. By being vigilant and proactive in identifying these signs, urbanites can intervene early and provide the necessary support to those in need. Overall, providing mental health support for displaced individuals in times of crisis is essential for their well-being and resilience. By creating a safe environment, offering access to resources, and recognizing signs of distress, urbanites can help mitigate the mental health impacts of displacement and promote healing and recovery for those affected. Chapter 11, Dealing with Medical Emergencies in a Cyber Attack or EMP Scenario. Maintaining medical records and communication systems in a cyber attack is crucial for urbanites facing health crises in post-apocalyptic scenarios. In a world where technology is vulnerable to cyber threats, It is essential to have a plan in place to ensure the continuity of medical services and communication during a cyber attack. This subchapter will explore the importance of maintaining accurate medical records and communication systems in the face of a cyber attack, as well as provide practical tips for urbanites to stay prepared. During a cyber attack, access to medical records may be compromised, leading to delays in treatment and potentially life-threatening situations. To mitigate this risk, urbanites should consider storing physical copies of their medical records in a secure location, such as a waterproof and fireproof safe. Additionally, maintaining digital backups of medical records on encrypted external hard drives or secure cloud storage can ensure access to critical information in the event of a cyber attack. Regularly updating and syncing medical records across multiple platforms can also help prevent loss of data during a cyber attack. Communication systems are vital for coordinating emergency medical responses and informing urbanites of health crises in post-apocalyptic scenarios. In the event of a cyber attack that disrupts traditional communication channels, urbanites should have alternative methods of communication in place. This may include investing in two-way radios, satellite phones, or encrypted messaging apps that do not rely on internet connectivity. Establishing communication protocols with local emergency services, healthcare providers, and community members can help ensure timely and accurate information exchange during a cyber attack. Maintaining medical records and communication systems in a cyber attack. In conclusion, maintaining medical records and communication systems in a cyber attack is essential for urbanites facing health crises in post-apocalyptic scenarios. By storing physical and digital copies of medical records, investing in alternative communication devices, and establishing communication protocols with local emergency services and community members, urbanites can stay prepared for the challenges of a cyber attack. Regular training and drills can help improve response times and coordination in health crises, ensuring urbanites are ready to face the uncertainties of a post-apocalyptic world. In the event of a medical emergency in a technology-compromised environment, such as a post-apocalyptic scenario, urbanites must be prepared to respond effectively and efficiently. Without access to modern medical technology, it is crucial to rely on basic first aid skills and improvisation to provide necessary care. This subchapter will outline key strategies for handling health crises in such challenging circumstances, covering a range of potential scenarios from natural disasters to civil unrest and pandemic outbreaks. Responding to medical emergencies in a technology-compromised environment. First and foremost, urbanites must prioritize their own safety when responding to a medical emergency in a technology-compromised environment. Assess the situation carefully before taking action and be aware of potential risks, such as contaminated water sources or unstable structures. It is essential to have a well-stocked first aid kit on hand, including basic supplies such as bandages, antiseptic wipes, and pain relievers. In the absence of advanced medical equipment, improvisation may be necessary to stabilize a patient and prevent further harm. When faced with a health crisis in a post-apocalyptic scenario, urbanites should focus on treating immediate life-threatening injuries first. This may involve performing CPR, controlling bleeding, or stabilizing a fracture. Be prepared to make difficult decisions in the absence of professional medical guidance and prioritize interventions that are most likely to save lives. Communication with other survivors is key to coordinating efforts and pooling resources, so establish clear lines of communication and designate roles within your group. In the event of a pandemic outbreak or other widespread health crisis, urbanites must be prepared to implement infection control measures to prevent the spread of disease. This may include isolating sick individuals, practicing good hygiene, and using personal protective equipment such as masks and gloves. In the absence of medical facilities, it may be necessary to create makeshift treatment centers or quarantine areas to provide care for the sick while minimizing the risk of transmission to others. Overall, responding to medical emergencies in a technology-compromised environment requires a combination of preparedness, resourcefulness, and teamwork. Urbanites must be proactive in developing their first aid skills, stockpiling essential supplies, and planning for worst-case scenarios. By staying informed, staying alert, and staying connected with others in their community, urbanites can increase their chances of successfully navigating health crises in even the most challenging circumstances. Conclusion: staying prepared for any health crisis in a post-apocalyptic world. In a post-apocalyptic world, it is crucial for urbanites to stay prepared for any health crisis that may arise, whether it be a natural disaster, pandemic outbreak, or civil unrest. Having the knowledge and tools to handle medical emergencies can mean the difference between life and death. This handbook has provided urbanites with valuable information on emergency medical preparedness in a variety of scenarios, from wilderness survival situations to nuclear fallout. By staying informed and equipped, urbanites can increase their chances of surviving and thriving in a post-apocalyptic world. One of the key takeaways from this handbook is the importance of having a well-stocked medical kit. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, access to medical supplies may be limited or non-existent. By having a comprehensive medical kit on hand, urbanites can treat minor injuries and illnesses before they escalate into more serious health crises. Additionally, knowing how to use the items in the medical kit is essential, as proper treatment can make all the difference in a life-threatening situation. Another crucial aspect of staying prepared for health crises in a post-apocalyptic world is having the necessary skills and knowledge to handle medical emergencies. From administering CPR to treating wounds and fractures, urbanites must be able to provide basic medical care in the absence of professional help. This handbook has outlined various first aid techniques and procedures that urbanites can learn and practice to increase their preparedness for health crises. In addition to having a well-stocked medical kit and basic medical skills, urbanites must also be prepared for the psychological toll that a health crisis can take. In a post-apocalyptic scenario, witnessing injuries, illnesses, and death can have a profound impact on mental well-being. It is important for urbanites to have coping mechanisms in place, such as practicing mindfulness, seeking support from others, and maintaining a sense of hope and resilience. In conclusion, staying prepared for any health crisis in a post-apocalyptic world requires a combination of knowledge, skills, and resources. By following the guidelines outlined in this handbook, urbanites can increase their chances of survival and well-being in the face of adversity. Remember, being prepared is not just about having the right tools and supplies. It is also about having the right mindset and attitude. Stay informed. Stay equipped and stay resilient in the face of any health crisis that may come your way. Thanks for reading. For more valuable tips and resources on emergency preparedness, visit us at MrSurvivalist.com. Stay informed and be ready for anything. Thrive when others dive.